BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 21 through 24. Retain, be content. Part 2. The subject Paul is continuing is mixed religion marriages. A Christian with a non-believer. He is giving illustrations to show the basic concept applies to more than mixed religion marriages. The basic concept is repeated a third time in verse 24. Brothers, each man, as responsible to God, should remain in the situation God called him to. This is also stated in verses 17 and 20 prior to that. The illustration given in these verses is that of being a slave and a free man. If the person becomes a believer in Jesus when they are a slave, remain a slave and be content with that. Verse 21. A short letter to Philemon addresses a runaway slave, Onesimus, who became a believer in Jesus while Paul was in chains. Somehow he met Paul. Paul sent the runaway slave back to his owner, Philemon, instructing him to accept the man as a believer and consider releasing the man from slavery. Philemon chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. It's a very short, one of the shortest books in the New Testament. Of note, the advice here in these three verses given is that if a chance to gain freedom is offered to the slave, they should take it. Improving the condition of circumstances of our lives is not wrong. What is wrong is not accepting and being content wherever God has placed me. Well, how can I be content in all and every situation? Know my place with Christ. Though slave to men, I am free in Christ. Though slave to no man, I am slave to Christ, and better because of it. For I was bought by Christ Jesus from slavery to sin and death with the blood of Christ. And so I am free to live as a slave to him. Far better to be a slave to Jesus than a man who believes he is living free, but is actually a slave to sin and death. Praise be to God. My eyes are open. BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.